This is Words of Hope. Today's devotional is titled Pergamum, Where Satan Has His Throne, and was written by David Bast. Today's scripture comes from the book of Revelation, chapter 2, verses 13 through 16. I know where you dwell, where Satan's throne is. Yet you hold fast my name, and you did not deny my faith even in the days of Antipas, my faithful witness, who was killed among you where Satan dwells. But I have a few things against you. You have some there who hold the teaching of Balaam, who taught Balak to put a stumbling block before the sons of Israel, so that they might eat food sacrificed to idols and practice sexual immorality. So also you have some who hold the teachings of the Nicolaitans. Therefore repent. If not, I will come to you soon and war against them with the sword of my mouth. On the Acropolis of ancient Pergamum stood the magnificent Temple of Zeus. Alongside it was another temple dedicated to Caesar, the first ever building formally built for the worship of the Roman Emperor. That hill and its temples dominated the skyline of Pergamum. You couldn't escape the sight of it. Wherever you went, a sort of visual propaganda proclaimed, "Rome rules. Caesar is Lord." It was as if Satan had settled in Pergamum and decided to make it his capital. Tough place to be the church, for sure. But the Christians of Pergamum had been doing pretty well. The Lord commended them for holding fast to the faith, even though one of their members had already been martyred, Antipas, the faithful witness. Witness, in Greek, is martis. It is because the early church had so many witnesses like Antipas, who were faithful unto death, that martyr took on its present meaning. But not everyone is Antipas. There were some in Pergamum who were waffling on their spiritual and moral integrity, and inviting others to do the same. We're not sure who the Nicolaitans were, except that they represented those in the church who suggested a more lax approach to the two ongoing temptations for the early church: idolatrous feasts and sexual immorality. That's also what Balaam tempted the children of Israel to do. You can see Numbers 25 and 31. The Lord hasn't changed. If the church doesn't repent, he'll use his two-edged sword on it. This has been Words of Hope. For more devotional resources, including a print copy of this devotional, visit woh.org. That's woh.org. And please join us again tomorrow for more Words of Hope.